we have somebody who's struggling with compelling reason. Let's coach Jana on it, and then I think that will help some things. So Jana was on the call this morning.
Hello.
Hello. Can you turn your camera on?
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's see.
You there? Okay. Yes.
Hi.
All right. Tell me your compelling reason.
Well.
Don't tell me you don't have one. Just give me, like, I want guesses.
Well, my original one is health.
Okay.
Just mostly because.
Specifically with health, what is it?
Well, it's the type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
And, you know, trying to get away from that.
Do you want to reverse type 2 diabetes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the reason why I'm asking is, and because I want to use this as a tutorial for everyone. Mm-hmm. When it comes to your compelling reason, if in the moment you've had a bad day, and let's say you're going to be, I forget what her name was, our last caller who wants to have 12 tablespoons of peanut butter after a stressful lawyering day, saying health, it's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. And
we want to be super specific.
Right. It's to get off some or most of my meds. My joints hurt all the time, you know, my hips, my ankles, feet, just overall live a healthier life.
Okay.
You know?
How do you want to be feeling?
Well, I want to feel energetic. I want to feel like when I get up in the morning, when I step on the floor, my feet aren't going to hurt, my, you know, hips aren't going to kill me when I'm standing up. That if we go on vacation and we go on an excursion, I can sit there and, you know, go up a hill without dying.
Okay. All right.
Which is basically what happened when, you know, we went on our cruise. You know, we went to the Mayan ruins and, I couldn't even get up the steps, you know. It was.
Do y'all have another trip planned anytime soon?
In April.
Next April, where are you going?
We're going to Cozumel in April, so I don't know exactly what we'll be doing on that excursion. You know,
what would you like to be doing?
I don't know. On that one, it depends. You know, because we're taking our kids with us this time. They're going for the first time.
So I want you to really think about this. You're going on a trip in next April.
I want to be able, because on the cruise ship, you know, it's easier to walk up and down the stairs than it is to take an elevator. So I want to be able to walk up and down the stairs without getting winded.
Well, this is what this is important, because when we talk about compelling reason, you need a whole lot of them.
Right.
You don't need just one. You don't need like health.
Yeah.
It's
I have, because I did the 20 that you said. So I did those 20. They're all right here.
Good.
And some of them overlap with each other. So when I did my three most important, I did health, look hot again, because when I was younger, up until my, you know, mid-20s, I was thin. Then also to be more active.
Okay. So this is what I want you to do, is I want you to break those out into what that actually would look like. So when we say health, we want to have like, I will be off my diabetes medicine.
And I did.
Good.
I did off my supplies.
Good. So what did it all boil down to you then for?
So with health, again, it was being off medicines. My joints don't hurt. In order to live a longer life, get rid of type 2 diabetes, be able
and to. And why is all of that important?
Kids. So I can be able to enjoy my kids and my grandkids when I.
And why do you want to do that?
Well, so that I'm able to enjoy them. You know, I want to be able to do something with them. and not.
Because you enjoy them now.
Well, yes, I enjoy my kids now, but I want to be able to do stuff with them that, you know, if my hip is hurting, I can't do, or my, you know, joints are aching, or, you know, if, you know, I don't, if I'm not feeling well, you know, I don't know, I guess.
You're tired of missing out.
Yeah.
The reason why I keep asking you is because this is really important for all of you when it comes down to this five why thing. It's like, why is it so important to you that you enjoy your kids? Like, in a way that involves
your body. Because I can spend time with them. Yeah, or more quality time, I guess I should say.
Why is that important?
Doing things that they like to do. Because I think it just builds the relationship more.
So one of the compelling reasons for you is I want to lose weight so I can have a better relationship with my children.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that my weight is ruining the relationship with my children. I no longer want to miss out.
Right. I don't like it. It affects it. Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I want them to see me healthy as well, so that they understand that it's good to be healthy and take care of yourself.
Why is that important to you? Why do you need your kids to see you as a role model for health?
So that they are able to be healthy or mindset of being healthy.
I want you to stick with me. If they have a healthy mindset, how will that change their life?
They'll live longer. They'll be able to do more. They won't have the issues that I've had.
So I think one of your big compelling reasons is because you don't want your kids to end up like you.
Yeah.
You want your kids to have as long a life as they possibly can. And you also, like, yours keeps coming back to wanting this relationship. Like, I want family.
Right.
As much family time as I can get, which means I want to be around longer and I want them around a long time too. I don't want any of us having to do this anymore.
Right.
I want what time I have on this earth. Like, I think you've got a lot of mortality motivation going on that you're not tapping into because you just kind of talk about it. Like, you know, like, this is why I wanted you to get more to the root, so that when you're wanting to not make a 24-hour plan, when you're wanting to not eat what's on your plan, whenever you're wanting to not do what you know you need to be doing for yourself.
Right.
I want you to have something that you take out and you read that makes you cry.
Okay.
I want you to write a letter to your children of, this is why you're worth every bit of everything that I, every time, like, I want you to know why you're worth me telling myself no over and over and over again.
Okay.
Because I'm saying yes to your future and my future, and I'm saying no to all this pain now.
Okay.
And then I want you to write a letter to yourself about why you're worth all this work. That's what compelling reason work is about. It's not just like having a sentence you can go to. It's having established mindset around why you're really doing this. It's like, here's every reason why I'm possibly doing this. I want to look good. And the reason why I want to look good is because I will be thinking these things. And right. That feels so good. I'm tired of being this. Like, this is what I want for my life. I want to lose my weight for my kids. I've got, you know, at the current rate I'm going, about this many years. I'm ready right. to invest in myself to see how much longer I get to be here.
Right.
And set some dates, like for you, like we're going to do a lot of this next month, but I also have a date of like, I will have lost X amount of pounds by this date. Don't make it ridiculous. Just make it somewhat. And, right. then, and in order to get off my diabetes medicine, it's probably going to require this amount of weight. It's going to require this kind of food change. Like, here's the things I'm currently eating that don't jive with getting off the diabetes medicine. The kind of person that's no longer on those medicines eats these things primarily. Mm-hmm. And it's going to probably take me 6 months to a year to be able to get off my meds. So that's how long I have to start working towards that person.
Right.
So what foods do I eat now that are a no-brainer to stop?
Okay.
Like doing some work like that, that's really what compelling reason is about. But compelling reason is one of those things where you just want a lot of reasons. And if I was you, do you have a hard time accessing your reason in the moment and stuff?
Yeah.
You need to have it written down someplace where you can read it before you eat.
Okay.
Like literally do it. Like I think a lot of people say, like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And then they don't do it.
Right.
Like, yeah, I
had post-it notes for at home in order to write down stuff, you know, so that I could quick, you know, have them around. And
do you have a post-it note that says for my kids?
No, but I can.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, it's for my kids. How long would you like them to live?
Oh, as long as possible.
Like 100?
Yeah.
For my kids' 100th birthday. Like just thinking about things like that kind of give you a little pause, be like, yeah, how important is this bag of chips right now?
Right.
And have it in those places where it's like the craziest little spots that we just kind of grab ass at. I also, if I was you, would, do you journal every morning?
No. Usually my mornings are crazy because I get up, I get dressed, I get my son up, we're out the door, taking him to school, and then I'm on an hour's drive to work. So,
okay. Well, there's a couple things you can do. You can either, like, if you get to work and you have a minute, you can journal then. You can do it at night, or if you have an hour's drive on the way to work, get out your do you have a phone, an iPhone,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Use the video thing or the voice recorder. And just record yourself repeating, I am losing my weight. I will be walking up every flight of stairs on that cruise ship next year. I will be off my diabetes medicine. Like, do that each day.
Okay.
Just verbalize. Like, if you don't have time to write them, verbalize your commitments to yourself. Verbalize your compelling reasons. Do it like 2 or 3 times. Then you can just listen to it once you drop him off. Then listen to your own voice saying it before you listen to anything else.
Okay.
I think it'll help. I listen to myself do my own little pump it ups every now and then.
Yeah.
I just need to hear me saying those things. It just makes it land way different.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for hanging so long. Are you making your 24-hour plans? If you ain't got time in the morning, when are you doing them?
I do those actually when I get to work.
Okay.
So I do those when I get to work, and then I post them to my accountability group.
Good. Well, now what you can do is I want you to do your 24-hour plan when you post it to your accountability group. Are you doing Marco Polo, or how are y'all doing it?
We do it on Facebook.
Okay.
On Facebook.
When you post it there, I want you to do this every single day. At least one compelling reason.
Okay.
And no, like, cashing the check in and saying it's for my health. They like say, like, it is to get off the diabetes medicine.
Right.
Like, have the specific things. Like,
okay.
I can't wait for the day I wake up and there's no hip pain. Right. It's coming.
Yes, that would be nice.
Well, then it can happen. The more you start believing in yourself, you actually start thinking about it, then your brain goes to work on it. You start noticing the foods that start kind of like jacking you up. Like, you start making lots of changes when the first thought is, I am making changes. I am going to get over this. And your brain goes to work on solving that rather than being like, oh, no, kind of hard to come up with a good reason to lose weight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, lady.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye. All right, y'all. That's it for the day. Y'all have a good one. I will see y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow for Q&A in the morning. And then, yeah, there we go. All right. Y'all have a good one.